KC2NVM monitoring, standing by for calls. KC2NVM monitoring, standing by for calls.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. How are you this morning? K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. You copy?
Oh, there you are. Good morning, Brad. I was getting worried that I wasn't hearing anybody in here.
Yeah, I called out earlier. I was getting worried that something had happened to my radio. I haven't changed anything, but I was concerned.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we're in here now, so that's good. Good morning, sir. Happy Thursday. Week's flying by.
Yeah, Thursday already. This week is really moving along for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it definitely is. Maybe it's just a little bit cooler weather that's going on.
And not that I've had these crazy busy evenings. I know sometimes when you fill the day start to finish, it can go by pretty fast, but we really haven't even done much. In fact, Lynn's sister asked if we wanted to go out to, what was that, the Elma concert series last night. I think it's over by the senior center, community center, over in the, I think it's like the Elmatown Park. Anyway, they were having a country concert out there last night, and she wanted to go and asked if we were going or would like to go, but we passed on it. Yeah, we really didn't do anything. Even last night, we just watched a little TV. We started watching this series called Dust, Inc. It's a Spanish series. Supposed to be a comedy. We've watched three episodes now. They're pretty short episodes, but I gotta be honest with you, I'm getting a little bored of it, and it was my pick. I think I'll give it one more episode, and then I'll ask Lynn if she wants to pull the plug, because I'm sure she's watching it just because I'm watching it. But, yeah, other than that, I think I might get myself a lottery ticket today. It looks like the one of them, that's like $950 million. I know it's a waste of money, but hey.
Yeah, the lottery it technically is a waste of money. Don't buy them more than one ticket. That's what I've read statistically speaking. You just may as well buy one. Don't spend, you know, $50, $100, or $1,000. People spend thousands, but you don't need to just, because you don't improve your odds. Just buy one. And I don't know if you remember, but I used to run a little club at work, and we used to buy three tickets a week from eight guys, so it cost you 75 cents a week to get a ticket for three drawings. So that worked out, but we won a little bit, you know, some $4 ones here and there, but nothing fancy.
Yeah, and the grand prize, the top prize is not necessarily what I would only like to get. The other thing I don't like about it is I don't think it's $5 now, right? I don't think the ticket is $2 like it used to be. Well, if I remember to stop at the gas station or wherever on my way home today, I'll check that out. But, yeah, I think the price went up.
Yeah, I did hear that one of them, I can't remember if it's the Mega Millions or the Powerball that went up. One of them did go up. It's been a while since I bought a lottery ticket, too. I bought a couple since I retired, just when, like when it got higher, just because, well, you know, I could use the money now.
I don't even need to wait till I retire. I can use the money today. I'm not dependent on it. You know, I'm not dropping my life savings on it. But, yeah, it's up there. I can see myself getting a ticket. And when it's bigger, I'll get one now and again. And, yeah, like you said, doubling it doesn't make sense statistically, and, yeah, I never do that. Yeah.
Yeah, That's all I would buy too, is just a ticket. You know, sometimes I would just buy the quick draw. Sometimes I would fill in, you know, special numbers like Karen's birthday or the kid's birthday or the grandkid's birthday, something. Yeah, never won yet. It'd be cool, but boy, it would be life-changing, that kind of money. Oh, my God. The relatives, I'm using air quotes there, would come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah, definitely for sure on that one. Relatives, friends, people that you met once and in passing. There is an option where, if I do get it, I like to get that super pack where you get a mega, a lotto, Powerball. Yeah, those are the three. It gives you one of each. I just got to remember to stop there on the way home. But you're right, definitely about people coming out of the woodwork. And they say, you know, for a lot of people that do win these large lotteries, they're broke in a very short time. And money management is not something that they are accustomed to, and they just blow it thinking it's endless. But unless it's $950 million, then taxes and everything else and whatever you're left with, and that could last a little while. They might be able to. Might be able to last me the end of my life, even if I walked away with $300 million. I could probably poorly manage that and still do okay.
Yeah, my understanding is you want to live off the interest, but yeah, some of these people, they go out and they buy, you know, multi-million-dollar homes in the States, and they don't realize how much it costs to maintain that, and you know, they go on trips and buy extravagant things. Yeah, you can, I guess, but you just, like you said, you've got to have some sort of money management behind it.
Yeah, today's going to be a little bit of a different day. I normally have my Thursday schedule pretty set with my team meeting in the afternoon, and my team meeting normally lasts an hour and a half, so it takes a good chunk of the afternoon, and I don't want to say it feels like once lunch hits on Thursday, the day is over, but there's not a lot of opportunity time left in the day. But today, my boss has a conflict in the afternoon, so we're doing our team meeting in the morning. So I'll have to adjust today. I'll have my whole afternoon for opportunities. That's what it is. All right, this is KCPCB. We'll see you all out there this morning. All right, Brad, I think it's just us this morning. And I just rolled up here. I don't see Ross over here. Maybe he's running a couple minutes behind. Yeah, it is what it is. So what else is going on?
I did some searching yesterday for NFED antennas. I found one that looks fairly simple, but he's putting a toroid and wrapping it, so he's making some sort of amplifier. I'm wondering if I really need to do that, which I guess makes sense, you know, because it's, you know, would he be amplifying the incoming signal to a certain degree? But he also had it set up to transmit, which at this point I wouldn't want to do that. So I'll keep looking around. Nothing's really going to happen this for the next couple weeks because I'm not going to have time. As we're getting ready to head to Texas and Vegas for a few days starting the 10th of next month.
So, yeah, I guess I'd have to see where this toroid is being inserted, but I think that would, at least the way I'm thinking about it, that would be more, you know, inductive reactance. So that would give you some amount of attenuation that has a frequency component to it. So that I could see that filtering out certain frequencies or blocking a signal at a certain frequency.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and watch the video again because he did some wraps on, calling it aside, he did a few wraps and then he brought the wire over and then did just a couple of wraps on the opposite side of it. And then he also put a capacitor in there someplace, you know. But it was just one of those videos I found yesterday. And I printed off the supply list, and just so if I decided to do something, at least I got something to start with.
Yeah, that's something I'd be more for tuning. Tuning and I don't even want to say that we keep RF from coming back, but yeah, that's part of it. It sounds like you're winding a common mode choke. Interesting. Anyway, even if you just ran a long wire itself, I think you would probably pick up something and do pretty well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just running a long wire and putting it to a connector and running it into the house that way. I've also been thinking, well, I've got this cable running into the house. Do I make something where I bring it into the cable into the house, and then I have all the other wires on the outside connected to some sort of box where I can just quickly change from one antenna to another or something. I don't know. I'm getting way too far into this, way too ahead of myself right now.
Well, it's good to be thinking about that. Obviously, it sounds like you're picking up on some of the best practices that you've come across in your studying for your license and or in these antenna books. Because what you're talking about there is something very convenient, and it's something that I did over at my parents' house. I have antenna set up over there. They've left them up. There's UHF VHF antenna, and there's a HF vertical out there, and they're both fed through coax that comes out of the foundation into a weatherproof box. In that weatherproof box, there are polyphasers in there, so that it can run to ground if there is a lightning strike, and from there. Right, there's a new length of coax that goes out to the two antennas, and it's a nice junction point where I could open that up at any time and connect a different antenna on it. Not getting used right now, but it's there. If I had my own piece of property rather than being in the apartment, I would do the same thing over again.
Yeah, it makes sense to have some way to switch antennas. Because, yeah, at some point, you know, someone wants to do HF or UHF, VHF, makes sense to make it easy. But to me, it's all, again, a part of this tinkering with the, that's the part of the hobby that I really dig in, is the tinkering.
Yeah, and unlike a radio station that has a dedicated frequency, you know, it has a known amount of coverage, and they're trying to maintain that signal, whether it be for commercial use, public broadcasting, wherever the case may be. Then they're always fine-tuning to hit that one
rail configuration with amateurs, the goal is to be able to find the best compromise, give you the best performance over as many bands as possible. And some people do it with one antenna, some people do it with 2, 3, 5, 8 antennas. And it's just very cool. It's all part of the hobby. But I've got 644, and so I should make a run for it. And I'll listen for your final, but I'll sign off. This is K2PCB. Have a good morning, Brad.
K2PCB, this is K2GEQ. You have a great day. Looks like it's going to be another nice one, except for the afternoon, maybe some rain. But enjoy your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And this is K2GEQ, clear.
Yeah, it looks nice out here. There's some nice chemtrails up in the air.
Good way to start the day. K2PCB.